One snap. One tribe. One team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
From the big stage, now back home to the home stage. From Lucas Oil Stadium, now back to the homecoming game here at Carmel Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds come in for another home battle against the Lawrence North Wildcats. Carmel 2-2 on the season, and Lawrence North 0-4 in this conference battle. Of course, the big homecoming night. I'm Jesse Smith alongside John Perkins. And John, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic, Jesse. We've got a overcast rainy day outside so far, but what a history for Carmel when it comes to homecoming. They're 21-3. And in fact, a little fun tidbit here. Lawrence North was actually the last team to beat Carmel at homecoming, but that does not resemble the all-time series between the Greyhounds and, of course, Lawrence North. Carmel leads 16-2 in the past two games. Carmel has outscored Lawrence North 105-0. So quite the game coming out here. Both teams are getting set. It's going to be a not beautiful, but a great day for some football.
And a little bit of a light sprinkle out there right now, but the Carmel Greyhounds will receive the opening kickoff. And as it has been all season, Austin Roberts, the wide receiver, and Chris Perkins, the running back, will be back deep to return this opening kickoff for the homecoming game here at Carmel Stadium. A little bit of a rule check here. 12-minute quarters. We're just about ready to set the kick this one away. Bruce Stoneball will be kicking this one, and that one over towards the 35-yard line, taken in by the tight end, Joey Scott, and that's right where he will go out of bounds. So good field position for the Carmel Greyhounds to start the game. Let's see who they're going to decide to go with the quarterback here. The last three weeks, it has been completely Isaac James starting for the first several drives of the game, and then eventually we see John Lampe come in on third and long situations. And it looks like it will be Isaac James for the first drive from his own 35-yard line and the left hash mark. Coming out in that new offensive set that we saw last week, the single back formation under center. They got Perkins and Roberts almost lined up as tight ends. Two wide set. They put Perkins in motion. He gets the pitch off the right side. He's going up the 35-yard line, has some room off the right sideline. He's going to gain close to a first down. It looks like he has enough to move the chains.
Austin Roberts, a guy that we've seen, he can do a lot of damage there. We've seen him run a kickoff return back for a touchdown as well. He's come up big on the receptions list. He's now leading the team in receiving yards. Definitely their go-to guy, Division I commit to UCLA.
And bringing in Nate Becker now as that extra tight end over that left side. I formation, two wide set with Roberts and Baldwin respectively as wide receivers from his own 47-yard line. James looks to take the snap. He does. He gives that one up the middle to Pascal. Except James actually keeps this one off the option. Spin move across the 42-yard line. He's brought down, and that will move the chains once again for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Isaac James, that quarterback that provides that rushing aspect, again, big-time rushing leader, actually led the team in rushing against Center Grove. Really stepped up now at that quarterback position.
Same I formation set right now for the Greyhounds on the Lawrence North 41. Gives that one to Perkins, who barrels through off the right tackle. He's going to be brought down close to the 32-yard line. He's going to be just short of the first down, but the running game being established here early on, already with about 33 yards on the ground.
And that's kind of almost countercultural to last game. Rushing only came up with 83 yards against Lawrence Central, so already hitting the ground running again on this rainy day.
They're going to go back with that single back formation, two tight end set, two wide set as well. With 10:54 remaining in the first, they put Perkins in motion. And James looking to pass now under pressure. Up through, we got a penalty marker near the 40-yard line. James still dancing around the backfield, breaks a couple tackles, still moving at the 25-yard line. And he's finally going to be brought down at the 24, making something out of nothing. But this one might be coming back. That one is going to be against the Carmel Greyhounds off of that second and one play. Let's see how much that one's going to back him up. But with 10:40 remaining, Carmel Greyhounds already moving on the offensive side of the ball.
And that's something we've seen Isaac James do such a great job of, coming in on first and second down. They're already starting to introduce kind of that read option style of play, a little more West Coast. Seeing plays from Coach Steele being drawn up. We saw a great two-point conversion, bringing guys in motion, really creating a lot of havoc and confusion on the offensive side of the ball, and that just keeps the defense almost on their heels the entire game.
And of all of these formations that we have seen, we have not seen the one that they are traditionally known for, the pistol formation. So, we are going to see the I formation once again. That moves them back to 2nd and 14, 10 yards from the spot of the foul. At the Lawrence North 45-yard line, James takes a snap. That one is up to Pascal, up the middle, the fullback, and he's going absolutely nowhere, possibly getting a yard on the play. And that's going to set up a first, third, and long situation for the Greyhound offense. So 10-18 remaining in the first. It will be an official 3rd and 12 from the Lawrence North 43-yard line. Coach Wright electing right now, it appears, to go with Isaac James as the quarterback on the 3rd and long situation. Still a light sprinkle out there. They're going to come out in that I formation. As James under center, too wide set for him, off that right hash, takes the snap. Now he's looking off the option. He's going to pitch that one over towards Perkins, who loses the football. Ball's on the ground. He's going to be brought down right where he stands. That's going to bring out the 4th and 12 and possibly the punting team. So 9:43 remaining in the first, and it looks like we will see Adam Kramer come out for the first time to punt this ball away to Lawrence North, and a great defensive stand after we saw them really move the ball efficiently on the ground on that first drive.
And that's kind of been the tendencies for really Carmel's opponent, as they come out and they normally, sadly, get in a hole and they have to dig themselves out of it the entire game. So not the series that the Greyhounds wanted to have coming out here 3-and-out.
So it will be Kramer kicking this one away from about his own 45. He kicks that one straight up in the air. A good punt inside the 10-yard line. He's going to be brought down right where he stands. And a great tackle made there by the Carmel Greyhounds. And Jim Soderstrom, the senior safety, is going to come up with a big play on special teams.
Special teams game has been really kind of a victory area for the Greyhounds. They do a great job on just that return team. Don't let a lot of big plays develop. Do a good job defensively. We've seen guys like Noah Burks come up big, the sophomore, and now seeing Jim Soderstrom, he doesn't get a lot of playing time, but coming up big where his name is being called.
Let's see this very young offense for Lawrence North come in. And the quarterback will be Marcus Avery, who we saw a lot of last year. They're going to go under center split back formation. They're going to try to go with the handoff up the middle. He's going nowhere. Met by that linebacking core, Ryan Sondel, Sam Story, and company all in that area to bring down the ball carrier off that right tackle. So we'll set up a second and about 12 here with 8:51 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. First drive for the Lawrence North Wildcats. And they're pinned deep back at their own 7-yard line. Let's see what Avery decides to go with here. We saw this team last year, quite a few running plays on their side of the ball, not too much on the airing it out. Let's see what they decide to go with here. Avery under center from his own 7 takes the snap, going to try to give that one off. Instead, keeps that one on the option. Sondels is going to meet him behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to come up with the sack. Vic Rowe in the neighborhood as well. We've seen a lot of Brandon Martin, number 14, a sophomore running back. Marcus Avery, of course, the senior quarterback on this Lawrence North team. A mixture of some veteran players and some very young players, but that's going to set up a 3rd and 14. Let's see, we haven't seen a passing attempt from either side so far, but on first, third, and long situation, we may have it.
And Avery's getting a nice awakening, too. Just the complexity of that Carmel defense. They're just so deep. And even starting off that linebacking core, every single game, those three linebackers have led the team defensively.
He's going to drop back, single back formation, 4 wide, looks to throw, and that's going to be intercepted by Sam Story at the 10-yard line, still stumbling. He's going to be down inside the 5, and a great interception there by the senior linebacker who led the team in tackles last week.
Yeah, Sam Story tacking on 17 tackles last week. Like you said, Jesse, coming up big in the coverage department. Almost is able to even tack it in for the pick 6. So again, Sam Story racking up some great stats. Linebacking core comes out 1 to the offense of Lawrence North, 0.
It looks like we're going to see John Lampe come out for this second drive of the game. He's going to be starting with the most excellent field position I think the Carmel Greyhounds have seen all season at the Lawrence North 3-yard line. So first and goal for the Greyhounds with 7:32 remaining in the first. He's going to go under center, I formation, 2-wide set. Takes the snap, gives that one off the pass, go up the middle, trying to barrel through, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage.
One of the plays that almost every coach likes to run is that little handoff up the middle, and they always use it with Shakir Pascal. Pascal's been pretty good so far this season. He's kind of that punch-in guy, but obviously not working there. The Greyhounds have to be careful. They've run into some third down situations that could have been avoidable had they maybe thrown the ball.
Same formation for Lampe, second and goal from the same spot, this time in the middle of the field, exactly 7 to go in the first. Under center takes a snap, tries to go back up the middle again. Lampe keeps it off the quarterback keeper, dives into the end zone, and John Lampe showing off the legs a little bit for the touchdown, and that is 6-0 Greyhounds.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
We are back after that touchdown run from John Lampe off of the 3 yards, and Adam Kramer is going to try to put up the extra point. That one is up and good, as reliable as ever. Adam Kramer makes it 7-0 Greyhounds with 6:56 remaining in the first quarter of the homecoming game at Carmel Stadium.
And so I retract my words. The Greyhounds coming out, actually the first time since that Arsenal Tech game, they were able to come out and lead, put some points on the board, and so they're not playing in the hole. And again, Lawrence North now is going to have to come out and try to rebound against that quick score by the Greyhounds. Again, incredible field position set up there by Sam Story, the linebacker. Linebacking core, we can't talk enough about him, and we're probably going to be saying their name quite a few times this game.
And give credit to Lampe there. A lot of people, you know, we associate John Lampe with the passing game. A lot of people obviously thinking possibly giving that one off to Pascal again up the middle, decides to keep it, able to take a shot right there right before he gets to the end zone. And Adam Kramer, of course, knocking down. He was a player profile this week, being able to knock that one through once again. Has only missed one extra point attempt this year. That was against Arsenal Tech, so very reliable for those assured points that you need. And speaking of Kramer, he's going to be kicking this one away back deep to Lawrence North. And this one is up. Kramer's kick is up and away. This one going back deep towards the end zone. That one is a booming kick, and it will be an easy touchback for the Automatic at the 20.
And I know we don't give the kicker enough spotlight, and I kind of want to do that now. Again, last week against Lawrence Central, he really stepped up. Again, talking about the field goal margin, he went 3 for 3. His longest was a 38-yard field goal. Really stepped up big for the Greyhounds, put some much-needed points on the board, bailed them out when they were going 3 and out, and eventually was able to get that offense rolling, debatably single-handedly.
Now we're going to see this offense come back out under the command of a new quarterback, it may appear. Takes a snap, rolling out to his right, looking towards the sideline, can't get it to his man. That one is going to be dropped there by number 18. That's Tanner Higgins.
And number 16, the quarterback, that's Trent Mintner. Again, he's just a sophomore, kind of a small guy, only 6 feet, 180 pounds, but came out throwing pretty nice there, put the ball in his receiver's hands. The receiver just couldn't come up with a play.
Sometimes you just need that change of pace in your offense, but showing off the arm strength a little bit, especially considering the conditions we are under right now, the sprinkle has lightened up a little bit, and we should be able to play a little bit of football for the time being. We'll check on that periodically throughout the night, but Minter's going to come back and lead this offense, kind of going with this almost full house set, if you will, under center, 1 wide for him. Gives that one up the middle to the tailback. He's going nowhere, and Ryan Sondels and Vic Rowe once again teaming up to stop him right at the line of scrimmage.
And that was number 14, Brandon Martin. Again, another sophomore, so a lot of young guys stepping up big for that Lawrence North offense. Again, an offense that hasn't been known to rack up a ton of points. In fact, one that they haven't come up big at all this season. Again, going 0-4. So really in a hole, trying to get something going, get some confidence. Maybe they can do that here at third down and long.
Minter's going to come back out for this one. Going back with that same formation, they got Williams wide, rolling out to his right. Has a little time to pass, now under pressure, looking over the middle. Now is going to force the run with it, being chased down right there. But it looks like Anthony Maz is going to chase him out of bounds. A great job by the Carmel defense there. Set up a possible fourth down situation. It's going to be about a fourth and nine, and we're going to see the punting unit come out, and the Carmel Greyhounds will get possession back.
So Anthony Mazza last game, four tackles, seven assists. He's been quite a team player back there. He plays that rover position. And so coming up big again here, forcing a fourth down, and the Greyhounds are going to get the ball back.
This one is going to be punted away by Stonebaugh. He gets that one off cleanly, but punts that one straight into the air, close to the 45-yard line, bouncing around, takes a Lawrence North bounce. Carmel players all running away from that one. Still rolling around, so a solid punt there to about the 45-yard line. Slippery conditions. But Carmel, again, is going to start off with some decent field position.
And the man who actually downed that was the punter himself. So a way for him to get down there quickly again. That was Bruce Stoneball.
So Isaac James is going to trot onto the field now from his own 46-yard line. Some good field position for his Hounds and his offense. They're going to come out with a two-wide set with Baldridge and Baldwin, but that two tight end set with Roberts, who is now in motion, gets the pitch off that left side, under pressure in the backfield, immediately racing towards that sideline, is still able to gain a couple of yards, but takes a big hit right there at the 48-yard line as he is knocked out of bounds, making something out of nothing for about a gain of three, Austin Roberts.
And on the tackle there, it looked to be number three. That is Tayshawn Finley. He's a defensive back, a senior leader on that team, coming up big. It's hard to get Austin Roberts on the ground and even deliver a big hit, and that sure was a big hit.
And it looks like we're going to get a holding call against the Carmel Greyhounds, trying to protect everybody there. Roberts able to get on that escape. That's going to set up about a first and 20 if they decide to accept this penalty. So with 5:11 remaining in the first quarter, the Carmel Greyhounds lead 7-0 over the Lawrence North Wildcats. Officials discussing this one, possible spot of the foul. That's going to move them back about 10 yards, so it's going to be about a first and 18. Still some decent field position for this explosive offense that we've seen the last couple weeks. From their own 38-yard line now, they're going to come back with that same formation, two wide set, two tight end as well. As we have James taking the snap, gives that one off to Pascal up the middle, and he's going to be brought down for about a gain of 3 yards, always keeping those legs moving up the middle.
Shakir Pascal against Center Grove tacked on 17 yards, but I kind of want to go back to last game against Lawrence North. Pascal coming up big, helping Chris Perkins out. He had 56 yards on 9 attempts. Look for him to get the ball again this game.
It's going to be about a second and 16 situation from their own 40-yard line now. Same formation for James off that right hash. Takes a snap, looking to pass over the middle now towards Roberts, and that one's going to be batted down, and a great defensive play there by number three, Tayshawn Finley, coming up with the bat down as Roberts had daylight in front of him.
That was a scary, scary throw there by Isaac James into coverage. We saw it coming from a mile away, and so now they're faced with a third and long. And it looks like they're going to be throwing John Lampe back on the field. Now, we've seen that last game against Lawrence Central, the game before against Center Grove. John Lampe's really been that bailout package for the Greyhounds on third down.
So they're going to go four wide set from the pistol from the first time tonight. He has Perkins in the backfield from his own 40, takes the snap, has time to throw, looking deep down the right side of the field towards Baldwin. Baldwin's not going to be able to get there as he was held up. Good defensive stand again by Lawrence North this time. But we do have a penalty flag back deep, and that's going to be a personal foul against Lawrence North, possibly giving the Carmel Greyhounds that automatic first down.
So it looked like it was a late hit on the quarterback, one of the major no-nos of football. And so they're going to move this ball forward. Hey, either way, if they're able to get the automatic first down, it looks like they're going to move it forward, so they've got the first down here. Based on the ball spot here, the refs are doing some work. Either way, not a heads-up play by Lawrence North, and John Lampe's getting his boys on the line quickly.
It looks like that will not be the automatic first down spot, but we're going to have a little bit of a... Here comes the official... With the respot here, will be the automatic first down. The linesmen were showing third down and one. The personal foul penalty results in the automatic first down, so we'll be about a first and 10 coming up with 4:24 remaining. And now the Carmel Greyhound offense is moving into Lawrence North territory, and they made another stand on third down, but those personal foul penalties proved to be detrimental in the last several weeks to the opposing teams, as Lampe is going to have four wide set. They split the difference, takes the snap. Now he's going to run this one over towards the right side. At the 40-yard line, he goes out of bounds for a solid gain of about 6 yards. So Lampe showing off the running a little bit more in this game than we have seen throughout this entire season. He's going to stay out there on the field for the second and four. 4:19 remaining in the first. Clock has stopped. From the 39-yard line off that right hash, Lampe will go with that same formation. Perkins still remains in the backfield. Takes the snap. Gives that one up the middle to Perkins, still moving those legs all the way through, trying to get to the 35-yard line, which would be a first down, but is not going to get there. We'll set up a third and very short, gaining a couple yards on the carry, Chris Perkins. So about 4 minutes remaining here in the first, still 7-0 in favor of Carmel. They're going to bring in Colin Pearson and Jason Baldridge, along with Roberts and Baldwin. Those are the four wideouts. They have three of them out to Lampe's left. Perkins remains in the backfield, clock still running. From the 36, they put Roberts in motion. They're going to give that one to Perkins up the middle, still going through. Takes a big hit at the 30-yard line. He's going to have enough for the first down as he goes down at about the 29. That stops the clock, and the chains keep moving for the Hounds.
It's a good testament there to the rushing game for the Greyhounds. A nice play call there to move Perkins up the middle, let him do something with the ball, and he's able to get that first down conversion there for the Greyhounds.
Same formation here for Lampe at the Lawrence North 29-yard line, right hash. Pascal now in the backfield with the hard count. They go, and it looks like we are going to get a penalty marker. That one's going to be neutral zone infraction against Lawrence North, setting up a first and five. So 3:32 remaining in the first quarter. First and five coming up for the Hounds at the Lawrence North 24-yard line. Still remains 7-0 Greyhounds. They're going to remain with that four-wide set if they have the last four plays consecutive. Pascal remains in the backfield as Lampe trying to go with that hard count again, almost getting them to jump, and it looks like they might have. And it looks like we're going to have a false start against Carmel, so that's going to negate those penalty yards that they just gained. So back to first and 10 now, and they will be at the 29-yard line.
So penalties a big factor for the Greyhounds in recent games, although last game against Lawrence Central, they only had one penalty called on them. But already this game we're seeing the Greyhounds just a little more lackadaisical on that offensive side in regard to penalties.
Same formation for Lampe. Takes the snap, gives that one off to Pascal, has some room up the middle, still moving across the 20-yard line. Finally going to be brought down by about five different defenders. He's going to have enough for the first down off that gain of 12. So another first down off of a first down play for the Carmel Greyhounds. Been the story throughout this drive. First down with 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. Still 7-0 Greyhounds. Now inside the Lawrence North red zone here at the 17-yard line. Four wide set coming up for Lampe off that right hash. Pascal in the backfield. They put Roberts in motion. Give it off to Pascal again up the middle. He's going to be brought down close to the 15-yard line. And so far we've seen both of these teams with no passing yards, no pass completions for either of them. It's been all about the running game, but in these conditions, you probably expect nothing less. Lampe will come out with that same formation. Four wide set from the pistol. He has three out to his left with Pascal in the backfield. Lampe takes the snap, looking over towards the right side at Baldwin. Baldwin makes the catch, takes a big hit across the 10-yard line. That's going to be a solid gain of about 7 or 8. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the first. Still 7-0 Greyhounds. This one's going to set up, according to the linesman, a 3rd and 1 for the Carmel Greyhound offense. Pistol formation coming up again from John Lampe. Roberts in motion. They give this one up to Pascal off that left tackle. He's still trying to get close to that line, about the 6-yard line. It's going to be close depending on the spot. Initial spot looks like he may have it. That was the first pass completion by either team. And that will be enough for the first down.
I'd almost like to see the Greyhounds here try to air it out a little bit. Again, they've got some weapons. Austin Roberts, obviously, the primary target as they bring in Chris Perkins here. But they've got Thomas Bolin on the right side. Again, 2nd in receiving yards for the Greyhounds. He's been a heavy target for John Lampe.
John Lampe will come out in the I formation. This time, 2 wide set. gives that one off to Perkins. Left tackle shakes a defender, still trying to get cut back to the inside of the field across the 5-yard line. He's going to be knocked forward to about the 4. So a solid carry there for Chris Perkins, moving around a couple defenders in the backfield.
And sticking with the run, I like the play call there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They were able to score some points off of that rush up the middle.
Will be second and goal from the Lawrence North 4-yard line, approaching a minute to go here in the first. They bring in Nate Becker, the taller of the two tight ends on this team. Nate Becker standing at 6'5", weighing 220. Once again, go with that I formation, two wide set with Roberts and Baldwin on each side. Under the center, Lampe takes the snap. Going to roll out to his left, trying to pass. Has pass goal, and that will be a passing touchdown for Lampe. 4 yards, and the Greyhounds will go up 13-0.
Good play call there by the Greyhounds to air it out a little bit, keep the defense on their toes. They're able to find Pascal in the end zone. A nice read by John Lampe, so that's going to increase this score 13-2 in favor of the Greyhounds.
And you mentioned this during the pregame show of where you wanted to see some more play action. Well, there it was right there, giving the respect to the run to Chris Perkins off that right side, gave Lampe room off that left side, and Shakir Pay. He had two options there. He had Pascal or Roberts both in the end zone as Kramer lines up for the extra point. This one is up, and that will also be good from Adam Kramer as he hits the scoreboard there, 14-0 Greyhounds.
For 50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, Carmel football fans. With 41 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, it is 14-0 Greyhounds off of that passing touchdown, 4 yards to Shakir Pascal from John Lampe. And we've seen on these last two drives, the Carmel Greyhounds kind of going with two different offensive styles.
And I know we talked about that, Jesse, before in pregame. You made that great point. We'd like to see him throw the play action in, you know, with Lampe coming in on third down and James, it becomes predictable. You know what quarterback's coming in because of their role. With the play action there, it keeps the defense on their toes, and they're able to convert for another touchdown.
And it looks like Kramer's lined up for another kickoff here. 14-0 is the score, and Kramer's kick is up and away. This one, another beauty. That's going to bounce into the end zone. Two automatic touchbacks for Adam Kramer tonight, setting up the offense at the 20-yard line.
And what a relief that is to have a kicker who can pin that receiving team back deep, bring them out at the 20-yard line again. Like Lawrence North, their offense has just been so underproductive. Again, going 0-4 already in this season. They haven't won in about two seasons. And just a tough situation if you are Lawrence North.
You know, playing in such a tough conference, in the mid-conference, not helping matters in that department either. As they're going to come back out with that split back formation. Let's see who's playing quarterback for them on this drive. This one looks to be Avery's. He keeps that one off the left tackle on the quarterback keeper, getting to about the 25-yard line. Modest gain of about 4 yards on first down.
And so we're seeing Lawrence North kind of run that duo quarterback that the Greyhounds do. Of course, with Marcus Avery, he's the senior, played a lot last year. Again, 6'1", 175. A little more of the speed presence we're used to seeing. But then they also brought in Trent Mintner, who came up with a nice throw. Unfortunately, it was dropped. But kind of that passing, rushing quarterback duo we're used to seeing.
Going to try to get this play out before the end of the quarter. They do, rolling out to his right. That looks like Avery with the pass there. That one bouncing around. Looks like we have an interception and a recovery here for the Carmel Greyhounds. They do come up with the catch, and one athletic play there by the Carmel defense. So with 1 second remaining here in the first, this is going to set up some excellent field position for this Carmel Greyhound offense at the 24-yard line.
I'd like to see him bring John Lampe out again. He's really done a good job of moving the ball out. Had a nice touchdown throw there to Shakir Pascal. Found him wide open. Again, like you said, Jesse, he did have Austin Roberts open as well. Actually, they're going to bring out Isaac James now, so obviously they're seeing something that I'm not. But they're coming out here in almost that I formation, two receivers out.
Kendall Hume is the one that comes up with the interception there off that defensive line. Incredible display of athleticism. Speaking of athleticism, here comes Isaac James off that left tackle. He's going to gain about 9, maybe 10 yards to end the first quarter there, showing off the speed as John Lampe's going to trot out onto the field right now. But that is the end of the first quarter. The Cardinal Greyhounds will lead 14 to nothing.